screaming eagle flying down the street. Shakes right through the walls, makes skin shiver and crawl. He comes through that door with two eyes of the storm. Moves his feet like lightning, headed straight for me. But I ain't got nowhere to hide. Dark clouds and thunder strike till he turns out my light. I've begged him to leave, give back what's left of me. Living in a house of the rising sun, I got a hound, hound for blood. Praying on my mind, trying not to read the signs. He might cross that line. I see wild daisies dancing in the breeze. Tears fall to a storm, and mama's on her knees.
Whiskey's got no one left to blame. He pulls me in his rain while he drowns out his pain. Blowing through bottles of whiskey's got no one left to blame. He pulls. Hi, this is Bronwyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry about some technical difficulties at the beginning there, but you just heard Natural by Shelley. I heard that song because that is Claro's band, which is so cool. I didn't even know Claro was in a band until I heard that song, but I went to the Claro concert earlier this year, as I think I've definitely said on air before, but it was really good. It was at House of Blues in Boston. Definitely a fave venue. I just ran over here from Carmichael Dining Hall, which was very, very good, shockingly. I'm very much a DeWitt girl. Spent literally all my time there, but Carm was surprisingly good tonight. okay, next I'm going to play Love Songs on the Radio by Mojave 3.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm back. So that was Love Songs on the Radio by Mojave 3. I want to start it off a bit slower and then pick it up like usual. I was just thinking about this weekend, since it's been a long weekend. Usually I have my show after 5 classes, so I'm like pretty tired and wanting to listen to more quiet, low-key music, but I don't know, maybe today we'll pick it up a bit. A lot happened this weekend. It was Easter, Boston Marathon, also Coachella. I was thinking about that. I have no desire to ever go to Coachella right now in my life, but actually my grandparents, 2 years ago, or I don't know, it must have been spring of 2019, because it was before COVID, they happened to be staying at this, like, usually they go to Florida for the winter, but this year they'd gone to the area where Coachella was, and I happened to go visit them for my April break, which was like the week before Coachella, so I saw it all getting set up, which I must have been like 16 or 17. As a 16 or 17 year old girl, it was like the most exciting thing ever to see Coachella being set up, even though I like had no intention of going, just to like see all the stages and like, it's actually really insane how big it is. Like the area, the town where it's in, like Coachella is like the only thing that happens there all year. So they really go all out for it, as I'm sure you can imagine. But I have been enjoying like looking at the outfits people are wearing to Coachella. I've been liking that aspect of it. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever go. I like Boston Calling a lot. I've been to that like 3 times. I actually saw Clara there too. But yeah, I feel like Boston Calling is enough for me. The Harvard Athletics Stadium is more than enough. I don't think I ever need to go. But okay, enough of that. I'm gonna continue on with some Simon and Garfunkel, and I'm gonna play The Only Living Boy in New York.
Thank you.
So that was The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel, and then Teenage Blue by Dream Girl. I was talking with some friends earlier this week about how DeWick just plays like the absolute worst music of all time. It's like, I think I've heard Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran and the 10-minute version of All Too Well by Taylor Swift like upwards of 5 times each. But we were talking about what it would be like if DeWick played WMFO, and I think that would be pretty funny, because I was listening to a show last night of on WMFO, and I feel like, I don't know, I tend to just listen to my friend shows or people I know, but I think it would be very interesting, given that I spend so much time in DeWick, if they were just playing WMFO the whole time. I think the music would arguably be a lot better, but I don't know if I could stand to hear the sound of my own voice or other people's voices blasting through DeWick. I think my own voice especially, that would be quite painful, imagining myself broadcasting in DeWick right now. But, Karma's just crazy tonight, because I literally never go. I think I've been, like, 3 times this whole semester. Also, so sorry if you are not a Tufts student and are listening from Somerville, Medford area. Maybe you do care about the Tufts dining halls. I don't know. But DeWick is obviously far superior, especially because there's dessert. That's the biggest drawback of Karma, I think. No dessert. Anyways, enough about that comparison. Next, I'm going to play Someday by Sugar Ray.
Just close your eyes.
So that was Someday by Sugar Ray. I like that song a lot. I think it's very funny. Okay, while I was talking about Tufts things, so last Friday there were like all these tours on campus. I think it was probably like revisit day, something like that, but I feel like I kept getting asked like questions by touring Tufts families. I was walking by Tisch Library, and this one woman and her son were like, oh, like, is this really, like, the only library on campus? And I was with two friends, and we were like, no, like, please don't judge us based off of Tisch. It's, like, literally, I think personally, I mean, maybe there's some Tisch lovers out there. I'm about to slander on Tisch. I think Tisch is Tufts, like, worst feature by far. We were like, no, there's, like, much better places to study. Like, DeWick, for example, or the Cum Center, for example. But... yeah, I thought it was funny that, like, the mom was really like, really? Like, this is all you have for your library? And we kind of just took it. I feel like Tisch isn't really anything special. But if you really love Tisch, then please call in and disagree with me. Personally, just not a fan. I don't know many people who are fans out there. As I said earlier, it was Marathon Monday today, which is quite exciting. Last night, I biked to the finish line at midnight. Kind of crazy. And then I went again today. We drove, but I really, okay, word of advice, please never, ever, ever try to drive to the Boston Marathon. Huge mistake. I mean, maybe you're listening and thinking that very obvious. I guess going in, I knew that was probably not a very good idea too, but no parking anywhere. And then so hard to walk around too. But somebody told me also after that the T was closed, so I really don't know how you would ever get there other than walking. Maybe that was a lie. Maybe the T isn't closed, but someone told me that, so yeah. But then today I was able to see a bit of the finish. I think it was like 4 hours and 40 minutes in, so mostly women at that point, but it was very impressive. Congrats to anyone at Tufts who ran it. Okay. I have never not had a show without playing Belle and Sebastian, so this is the hourly Belle and Sebastian moment. So please enjoy. This is If She Wants Me.
I could do should I do now? Then take a bite. Then girl, you better run with it, cause there is no point in standing in the past, cause it's over and done. I took a book and went into the forest. I climbed the hill, I wanted to look down on you, but all I saw was 20 miles of wilderness, so I went home. If I could do just one near perfect thing, I'd be happy. They write it on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me.
Okay, I think it's about time for me to read a donation drive PSA. Very, very important. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designations, select Art, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Next, I'm going to play Summertime by the Sundays.
Hello, God, kiss your name, bye-bye. coming home. I like you with your sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate the way it tastes. Oh, it's been so long. And I cannot help but wonder, are you ever coming home? When I see you with your sour candy, don't want it any other way. Oh, I just hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate the way it tastes.
Okay, time to read yet another PSA. Please get so excited for this one. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. Okay, given the Tufts University Art Gallery was my PSA, I decided I would talk a little bit about Cambridge, Boston, Somerville, like, places and, like, excursion/date ideas, because I feel like, freshman year, like, anyone who was at Tufts who hadn't grown up in the Boston area tended to go to two places. The first was Newbury Street. Everyone would, like, take really expensive Ubers to Newbury Street just to, like, go to, I don't even know, Urban Outfitters and, like, the stores you can find anywhere else. So I'm not a huge fan of Newbury Street. And then the other thing people would love to do, what was it? Oh, Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. I don't know why people were so obsessed with it, because there's like a pretty garden in the middle, but I'm also not a fan of that museum because, first of all, they don't have labels on any of the art, so you don't really know what you're looking at, which if you like take a tour, you'll hear that Isabella Stewart Gardner did that on purpose because she was like curating her collection, but she specifically wrote in the like bylaws of the museum that you're never allowed to put labels on any of the art, which I just don't enjoy because I feel like if you don't really know the context of what you're looking at, it's harder to enjoy. So anyways, I thought I would come up with some of my own recommendations, given that I feel like this is something I very much have the authority to speak on, since I grew up in Cambridge and I've like been to almost all of the like trendy places that they would put on like a travel recommendations list. But anyways, if you are a Tufts student and you're looking for something to do on the weekend, I would highly recommend walking to the Fells, which I know a lot of people have done, but that's definitely a favorite. The ICI is also really good. That's an awesome museum. Much better than the Isabella Stewart Gardner, in my opinion. And then also, of course, the MFA. So fantastic. And we have our SMFA shuttle that will take you right there. And then the Harvard Art Museum, also very, very good, also called the Fog. The thing is, the Harvard Art Museum is like the inside is way more beautiful than the Isabella Stewart Gardner. I don't get why Tufts students were so fixated on it, because there are so many great museums here. It's nice. I feel like if you haven't gone, check it out, but definitely not a favorite. And then other one that I'm not into is Quincy Market Faneuil Hall. Definitely never go there. Not worth it. The food is bad. Very touristy. But if you are looking for good food, I would recommend Sofra in Cambridge, which is Middle Eastern Mediterranean food, or Formaggio, which is, it's quite expensive, but they have, like, cheeses and market. It's like a market with, I guess it's a market is the best way to describe it. And then Boston Public Library, I have never been to, but have yet to go. Oh, other food thing, Burdick's. There's one in downtown Boston, and there's also one in Cambridge. And then for music venues, I also have some opinions on this. I would say House of Blues, very much recommend. The Sinclair in Cambridge, I also very much recommend. Personally, I'm not a fan of Roadrunner. I don't like that one. If you like it, sorry. I disagree, respectfully. What else? What else are my favorites? Oh, Mount Auburn Cemetery. That is, like, a huge hidden gem. Maybe it's not a hidden gem, but maybe it's actually really popular. But I feel like I don't see that many tourists there ever. It's very, very beautiful. It's, like, a huge garden. There's a tower in the middle. That's probably best in the summer. I guess for the outdoor ones, like the cemetery and the fells, I would recommend summer, fall, or spring. Probably not winter. But yeah, those are some of my personal favorites. Call in, let me know if they're favorite or places in Boston that you think are kind of overhyped. I think I would also add aquarium to list of overhyped. I really am not a huge fan of the aquarium. It's like very overpriced. And the penguins are like the main attraction and they're pretty cute, but I don't know. I think there are probably better aquariums out there. Yeah, I have a lot of other recommendations in Cambridge just because I'm from there, but they're definitely good. Oh, I really like the North End as well. That one's another one that's pretty touristy, but I actually think that one deserves the hype. There's a lot of very good Italian food, and there's very good cannoli and gelato as well. Very, very nice date night, I would recommend. Oh, and I don't think I said this, but maybe I did. The American Repertory Theater is so, so good for, like, plays. A lot of the plays go on Broadway, so I've seen a lot of really good plays there. Anyways, those are just some of my recommendations. Maybe if you're in town for the marathon and you're not from here and you just happen to be listening to my show right now, maybe you might want to check one of those out, or if you're just from Tufts. Yeah. Okay, next I'm going to play How to Get Physical by Magdalena Bay.
Lights dripping over me. I got a little dizzy following your lead. And my heartbeat is in my feet. I got a little rhythm and we got a feeling. Oh, 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 o
Okay, so I only have 4 minutes left. Very sad. I've had a nice time in the studio tonight. Thank you so much to anyone who listened. I really appreciate it. I hope you have such a good night and such a good rest of your week. You already made it through Monday, and Monday was a day off, so it's going to be so good from here. This is Bronwyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And to finish it off, I'm going to play my favorite artist of all time. This is Taylor Swift, The Other Side of the Door.